Lester Maddox came down. He was running against J.B. Stoner and real racist guy.
Yes.
He came down to, J.B. Stoner came down to do a symbolic sweep the hippies clean. And we knew this previously, the crisis scene, and we'd gotten press releases and stuff like that. So I went over to the Rexall store, and I bought me a big can of deodorant. Okay. And so when he came over to do his symbolic thing with the brooms, right in front of all the hippies, and he's going to sweep the strip clean, okay, and all the news people were there, and I had this big can of deodorant. And so right when I knew they were going to start clicking their pictures, you know, I knew about photo ops and stuff. So I got right in the frame, and I sort of crouched right down underneath them so that they were shooting directly down. You know, they had J.B. Stoner, and I had me in the background as a hippie, you know. And I had this big shit-eating grin on my face, and I'm smiling up like this. And on the front of the sign, it had real big letters because I was really careful to get the deodorant. It had the biggest letters that it would read, you know, you could see it. And it said, "Manpower." And sure enough, Lana showed a big picture, man. You know, big shit-eating grin. And here's this Lester Maddox going like that. And the big thing, "Manpower."
Was it Lester or J.B.?
No, it was J.B. Stoner. Okay, now Lester Maddox came down to the park, and they brought out the stage, and he's going to talk to the hippies. Okay, he's going to talk to the hippies about, you know, what he's going to do for the hippies when he gets in office again. And so all the hippies were down in the pavilion. They're having this big, huge meeting. What are they going to say to Lester Maddox? You know, because this is for the hippies. You know, this is for the hippies. They're all in the park. Okay. So I was cruising around in my bicycle, you know, my aviator's hat on and all that good stuff. And I went up to the stage, and they were down the pavilion, and the stage area was up on the field. They'd set it up in the field. So I was just cruising just to see which officers were there and how many cops were there so I could report back. And one of the officers, the secret state police, he knew me, you know, he said, Bongo, come over here, Bongo, come over here. I want you to meet somebody. And so I rode over my bicycle and I stoned out of my mind, just friggin' flaming stone. And I look around, there's this big group of people and all these photographers. And lo and behold, there was Lester Maddox. And so I got off my bicycle and he said, "Come on over here, I want you to meet Lester Maddox." He says, "Lester Maddox, this is Bongo." "Bongo? Lester Maddox?" And I reached out my hand, I shook his hand, and he went, boom, 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 boom. And I hit front pages the next day. And it said,
well, we got him at the Atlanta History Center.
Yeah, look it up. Yeah, when Lester, and it's Lester Maddox meets Bongo. Big, you know, I had this I had an aviator's hat on, I'm shaking his hand, and going like.
And what year was that? Well, I can find out.
Find out, and if you find out, let me know how I can get that picture.
Well,
that article.
When I get it, I'll send it.
Okay, please do, because I'm. That was.
And the Manpower one too.
Yeah,
Jamie Stoner. Yeah, when he went.
So where is that a helmet that you wore?
Oh, he pulled it out. I took his picture.
You want to see?
Right.
You want to see?
Right.
You want to see it now?
Oh sure.
I have it in a very safe place upstairs. Let me.